When the flak started, you could walk on it, Lutz remembered. Carson said, we wanted to get out of there so damn bad it was unbelievable. Cobb called out, I'm hit. Can you stand up? Welsh shouted. I can't. Unhook him, Welsh ordered. Mike Ranney unhooked Cobb from the static line. Private Rader recalled, Cobb was some pissed. To have trained so hard for 2 years and not get to make the big jump was hell. Just then the red light went on, flashed a second, and was hit by flak. I had no way of telling anything, Welsh recalled. So I said, go, and jumped. Lutz kicked his leg bag containing the radio and other equipment out the door and leaped into the night. Thus did 13,400 of America's finest youth, who had been training for this moment for 2 years, hurl themselves against Hitler's fortress Europe. Chapter 5. Follow Me. Normandy, June 6, 1944. They jumped much too low, from planes that were flying much too fast. They were carrying far too much equipment and using an untested technique that turned out to be a major mistake. As they left the plane, the leg bags tore loose and hurtled to the ground, in nearly every case never to be seen again. Simultaneously, the prop blast tossed them this way and that. With all the extra weight and all the extra speed, when the chutes opened, the shock was more than they had ever experienced. Jumping at 500 feet and even less, they hit the ground within seconds of the opening of the chute. So they hit hard. The men were black and blue for a week or more afterward as a result. In a diary entry written a few days later, Lieutenant Winters tried to recreate his thoughts in those few seconds he was in the air.
We're doing 150 miles per hour. Okay, let's go. Damn, there goes my leg pack and every bit of equipment I have. Watch it, boy, watch it. Geez, they're trying to pick me up with those machine guns. Slip, slip, trying to keep close to that leg pack. There it lands beside that hedge. Damn, that machine gun. There's a road. Trees, I hope I don't hit them. Thump! Well, that wasn't too bad. Now let's get out of this chute.
Bert Christensen jumped right behind Winters. I don't think I did anything I had been trained to do, but suddenly I got a tremendous shock when my parachute opened. His leg bag broke loose, and it was history. He could hear a bell ringing in Sainte-Mère-Église and see a fire burning in town,